Well, the coffee lab at Holderness Road, Southwest 17 in London, doesn't seem to stop. I've just had a very interesting visit by the owner of Zabu Coffees, a direct sales company. You can buy their beautiful coffee on the internet at www.zabucoffee.co.uk. And she brought me a variety of coffees. We tested with Sylvia the espresso blend, which was very nice, very rich, very kind of, could be a bit creamier if I'm really discerning and honest about it, but it was a really lovely experience. And I can't wait to taste all of her other coffees that she's actually left here with me. But there's only so much one can do. And as you know, I'm also testing the different blends we can do with CGP Firth's coffee roast that he sent me for my birthday. So today, Shirley's come back, 1 o'clock, and wanted another coffee. And because I blended it already the day before yesterday, coffees were blended but not extracted yet, I put Sylvia to the test, and I kept the base of the espresso blend, the Da Terra Bruzzi from Brazil, a really nice base for any espresso, really, and added the Panama Casa Ruiz that we've had as a single origin in the AeroPress while in Cornwall. And I'm going to give you the details immediately. It's 3 parts of the Da Terra Bruzzi and 2 parts of just one more bean, which is the Panama Casa Ruiz. And Shirley's just had her latte, and she's going to tell us what she thought about it.
I preferred Charlie's other blend, the one that you did for me the other day.
Which was my blend.
Which I was your blend from his beans.
Yes.
It was richer and the lingering aftertaste was so much more full-bodied, uh-huh. Whereas this one's a bit lighter in the palate and the aftertaste in the mouth. Very pleasant, but much lighter. So although it's an HDS, hits the spot.
HDS, yeah.
It's second in command at this point in time.
Brilliant. And I think if you remember as well, when we had the single origins in the AeroPress, the Casa Ruiz was the one that we've tried very first, and we actually, the other one superseded it. The Mexican and the Guatemala was kind of nicer to the palate for us. Anyway, but we tried this one, and interesting thoughts. I'm caffeinated out today. I just can't have another one, but I can't wait to actually try it probably tomorrow, maybe later this afternoon, and see what this one's like. But still, it gets thumbs up, maybe?
Oh, yes, still definite thumbs up.
HTS, I like that. Hits the spot.